What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Make sure you are subscribed so you never miss an episode Monday through Friday. How tragic would it be to not get to hear my voice 5 days a week? Okay, so don't forget. And I know your life is busy. So if you just set the alerts and allow Apple or Spotify to say, hey, bitch, you have a new episode up, it just saves a little brain room for you to learn something new because you don't have to remind yourself. Your phone's going to do it for you. So subscribe, bitch, and please share the podcast. Literally, don't be a greedy hoe. Just share the podcast with people that you love, or, maybe if you hate this podcast, share it with people you hate. Let it be a punishment. Let it be a punishment, bitch. It's fucking Friday. Hell yes. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, okay? It's like 10:15. I just went live in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. So if you're in there, right on. I spilled some tea, okay? I spilled some tea about some shit that happened in my day that I can't share on the podcast. So if you want some behind the scenes gossip of what happened in Brandon's life today, it was fucking great. And the only reason I'm not spilling tea on here is I'm not sure why. I guess out of like respect, my Facebook group is private. It's not public. I know who's in there and I can keep secrets in there, right? I'm not trying to spill tea on a public podcast. Not now anyway. Maybe someday. Someday I could spill some drama secrets, but it was so fucking funny. Today was weird, bitch. Let me just tell you, okay? The girls and I wake up, it's like 8 o'clock. The fucking electricity's flickering. It's raining. And they're like, Mommy, is it morning? I'm like, let's just sleep for like 30 more minutes. And so they both just snuggle up in my bed. And then all of a sudden, all the power went off. And they freaked the fuck out. I'm like, it's fine. Let's just sleep a little. But no, they were hyped. So let me tell you, I realized today how much I fucking take electricity for granted. Literally down to my damn Keurig, okay? Because I had to live without my matcha tea today. Like, I have a whole fucking routine, bitch. And I mean, I have a whole routine. I don't realize the routine until something fucks it up. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm a fucking mess. I'm lost. I don't know what to do right now. So when it first went out, I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal. 'Cause, like, we don't really use anything, we don't do school till afternoon, like 12, and I didn't have anything on the books. So I was like, this is fine, it's gonna be okay. And I have a cell phone, the battery was charged. I'm like, we'll be fine. If anything happens, we have the phone. Number one, it started getting really cold really fast. And it was rainy and windy, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so then the girls, I usually make them like, they love eggs and hash browns and sausage and waffles. That's like the main breakfast. And the day before, I just bought them some like Valentine's Rice Krispie cereal. Okay. It's like the little red and white things. And they were obsessed with that. So that's what they asked for the day before. And I thought, man, I bet they'll just want some cereal today, which is perfect because we don't have any electricity. I can't cook them breakfast. Nope. They wanted the big whole shebang. They were like, we want breakfast. I'm like, babe, sorry, we don't have electricity. So, we just end up not doing that. And then I freak out because I forgot, like, the pets, my bunnies and my cats have water fountains that are plugged in, obviously. And I could not, I was like, oh my God, we have to go get dishes of water for them because the water's at the bottom of the dish and it comes out in the fountain. So they can't drink out of it unless it's working with electricity. Okay. So then I'm like, shit, got to get them situated. And so just little things that kept happening. I'm like, what the hell? And then I didn't realize like how many sounds are in our house. Okay. Like the fish tank is one of them. Like it has like a weird sound with the pump. Okay. Not like a loud thing, but I'm very aware of it. And our house was eerily quiet. Like you could hear a pin drop. Okay. When I tell you my house is chaos, it's chaos. I don't know where all the noise comes from. Like, the heater's always kicking on. I've got air purifiers running. I've just always got something. One thing we really missed is definitely like our dance party, right? When the girls are kind of in between that moment of like our routine is they wake up, they play Barbies, and then I have to transition them to school and we use the dance party, right? Like, 'cause they don't want to stop playing. They sure as fuck don't want to stop playing to go do some schoolwork. So, we loosen up, we do a dance party, we get crazy, we get silly. We didn't do that today. Literally, we ended up because it was so cold. The power didn't even come on till I left for work. So Ben came home, and I think it was like 3:30 or 4 o'clock that it actually kicked on. So it was a very, very long day. But we ended up not even doing school. We went to the couch under a weighted blanket and watched a baking show on Netflix because it was fucking freezing. Freezing. So thank God for the cell phone and all the things. But it was a weird day, bitch. I cannot tell you. It blows my mind. The days that I do the least, I'm the most tired. Like, I don't get it. We did not follow the routine, all the things. And like right now, I'm just like looking at the clock and I'm like, oh my God, it's 10:30. I'm done. Like, I just want to go to bed. And I have a 30-minute drive home every night after I bartend. So that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have that 30-minute drive, and it was very slow at work. And that made me tired because there was like nothing to do. I was there by myself. I had three people in the back, and then it was me. And I was just like, this is a long, exhausting night. So then that drive home just kind of like, I could not wait to crawl into bed. And then I'm like, oh shit, we have a podcast to record. So now that I brought you up to speed and all the drama, which I, another thing, okay, because squirrel brain, bitch, if you guys don't know me by now, I'm like manic. I go all over the board, across the board, all the things, okay? I'm not out for a diagnosis. I know that I have this beautiful mind. It doesn't stop. I have like 100 tabs open, and I think everybody can keep up with me. That's not always the case. So I get it if you just sometimes have to like breathe for me, because sometimes I forget that. I forget it. But I'm like, this is the first week. I pre-recorded podcasts last week for the most part, just to make sure they were done, because it started, you know, I started freaking out. Like, what if something happens? I want to have these up. But literally, like, how am I going to fill you guys in with all the daily drama if I pre-record these? That's not fair. It's not fair. So I'm like, bitch, you're just going to have to record a podcast every day. And then maybe like the emails that I send out, I could batch those, right? Like, I could have a creator day, a creation day, where I could just write emails and then, you know, do what I can to make sure the podcast stays on topic. But speaking of topic, happy Friday, bitch. Did I already say that? Okay, so I'm gonna ask you guys a little question here. What do you call a pig that does karate? A pork chop. You're welcome. I think that was like the perfect lead way into today's podcast, because we are going to talk about the joy of laughter. I did the conflict resolution in last night's podcast, and one of the things I shared with you guys, something that has helped my husband and I, is laughter, literally. Like, it saves us, whether it's us laughing at each other or ourselves or the kids, or God forbid, the expense of other people, because we do it, bitch. We do. Maybe laugh at other people, but I want to talk to you guys about how important laughter is. I think it is the key to a relationship, literally. I know it's something. When I got divorced, I was given an ultimatum, like, I don't know, 12 years ago, maybe. It's been a while. It's been quite a while. I was given an ultimatum. And so when I knew, like, I was done, right? I knew I was done. I'm like, all right, yeah. Okay, I've done emotionally checked out of this, so that's fine. You could have the divorce, whatever. And I'm laying on the couch one night and manifesting this guy I want to be with. And I was very specific because I'm like, fuck this. I'm ready to, you know, find my person. Okay. I'm divorcing someone that I've married not once, but twice. So I needed something completely new and different. And one of my requirements in this relationship, okay, I mean, literally, I asked for blue eyes, okay, and blonde hair. I don't know if you've seen a picture of the man I'm married to, but he fits the bill. I also wanted a rock star. I wanted a lead singer of a band. He happened to be that for about 5 minutes. Incredible voice, still my favorite. Like, he's super fucking hot, you guys, and like his voice is amazing. And I was literally thinking of one of his songs today. Like, he only has one copy of a CD that they have. And I'm like, man, I wish I was responsible and a mature adult, because I would make him let me put it in my car. But the thing is, my car belongs to the kids and it's always trash and I'm always losing shit. Stuff's getting scratched lost. So I don't trust myself. But I do like think about it sometimes. I'm like, that's fucking hot. But anyway, back to the requirements. of the things I requested in this relationship, it was going to be someone that was confident, that could absolutely let me be me. I've never been able to be me. I've never been with someone that wasn't jealous and possessive and just like, bitch, I'm a lot and I love it. And I need someone that's going to be with me that pushes me to be more, not tries to dim my light, right? Not someone that fills me with doubt or tells me that I could be a writer or be married to them. Like, I want to be a superstar and I want to be the rock star in my relationship, right? Like, all this requirement. But one of the things that I remember specifically wanting that I wished I had, like I've never had this in a relationship ever, it was laughter. All my relationships were built on who I could be for that person. I was never myself. It was never lighthearted. It was always toxic, right? Because I'm constantly trying to live up to what this person wants me to be. And then just like both of us are trying to kill me, right? That's how they've been. And so I knew non-negotiable, like I had to have laughter. And that is something I've had in my marriage from the get-go. And I think it's saved us in a lot of ways. Like when, you know, we can always break the ice or bring each other back from those moments because we laugh. And I want that for you. Laughter is literally the best medicine. And this is from the Bible, okay? It's an old proverb and everybody still uses this shit. And it's because it's true. So I want you to understand what laughter does to you. And I want you to make this a non-negotiable part of your life. It affects your mind. It affects your body. It affects your spirit. Endorphins are literally released throughout your body when you're laughing, and this stimulates your muscles, your nerves, your organs, even tissue, I'm sure, when you laugh. And if you don't believe me, follow the science, just Google, do endorphins give relief to chronic pain? Do they help you relieve stress and promote functioning of the immune system? And the answer is yes, bitch. Laughter literally helps heal your body. And we know the truth of like happy thoughts lead to a more positive outlook on life. When you're hanging out with friends and you're having a good conversation that produces smiles and laughter, your mind is producing happy thoughts. And then if you look at the flip side, I don't know why I have the hiccups right now. If you look at the flip side and you're around people who never smile, oh my gosh, you guys, excuse me. My body's doing this weird thing where like it wants to yawn and it wants to laugh. And I want to get excited because I'm feeling the passion of like talking about this stuff. I just get fucking pumped. But then my body's like, remember, you're tired. And so I'm going through this weird like yawn, hiccup, weird something going on. So anyway, laughter literally heals your body. And that's not where I was at, is it? Okay, let's just pretend that we're not off track. But listen, bitch, if you're around negative people, okay, that are always finding something to complain about, you're going to have a more negative outlook on life. That's a fact. And I know because my spouse he works with someone that is completely, completely negative. And there are some days where I could feel like that has kind of worn on him a little. And he brings that. And there are times where he sees him and he understands like, man, what a negative SOB. I don't want to be like that. So he is affected by that. Sometimes we are just not conscious in our armor. Like we have to be super conscious of what armor we're putting on today. And it literally has to be that protection of God. Like, listen, protect me from everyone else's bullshit. Thank God I did that this morning. And I did it because the electricity, my girls were kind of weird. So, I mean, yes, I protect my energy even with my kids, right? Because I don't want to be short and impatient, and I want to respect and, you know, honor the fact that they're scared. So I literally pray for that protection of just my energy to just be stable and a calm presence for them and a healing presence. And you've got to do this when you're working with people that suck or you're always around people that are negative, all the things. You want to strengthen your inner being, and laughter will cause your soul to be emotionally and physically strengthened. Your inner who the fuck you are gets stronger. When you laugh or even smile, there's a stimulation in an affirmative way, producing a more positive outlook on life. You're just like stimulating yourself to be like, fuck yes, I'm having a great time. And then that in turn helps your body produce more, you've got it, self-healing endorphins. And that helps your body remain healthy and running optimally. It boosts your spirits. If you're not feeling good, bitch, go fucking turn on a comedy, right? And there are times when I know if I'm like feeling kind of down, I just need to laugh. If life has been heavy, put on something that's going to make me laugh. And it's, you know, you guys, I'm easy. Like knock, knock jokes, just the corniest dad jokes. You get me. I get it. It's fucking funny. It's funny. So you laugh and it's going to help you feel uplifted. It's not just you personally. It's contagious. It's infectious. When I walk up to people, if you could consciously, even smiling, bitch, I'm telling you, I used to walk around the grocery store with a fucking scowl. I still do it sometimes when I'm very overstimulated and I just want to get in and get out. But when I'm healed and I'm whole and I'm having a great day, aka when I've microdosed my mushrooms, okay, I can walk around and I put this smile on my face and I feel the magnetic pull. When I walk up to someone or someone walks in the door at the bar, my smile shifts the entire situation. I fucking love it. It's fun. Go play with this idea. Go play with being contagious and infectious. It helps people around you feel less stressed and anxious. If there's a problem, like I've had to, you know, when I'm helping manage the restaurant and there's a table that's freaking out, literally go up there with a smile and I say some kind of joke about the situation, okay? 9 times out of 10, people are laughing and it changes the energy where there's no tension, there's no stress. It's a thing. And it's the same thing with my kids. If I can get that smile on my face and I find a way to start laughing, like Zayden is going through some shit, okay? She's my 8-year-old and she's got her dad's temper 100%, like just crazy stuff I can't understand. And it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to not laugh. I want to honor her feelings because that's what we should do as kids. As kids, it's the end of the fucking world, okay? I get it. When we were little, I promised that shit was the end of the world for us too. So I want to respect and honor that. But there are times that I can look at her and I just have this face and I can make her bust out laughing every fucking time. And I love it. You guys hear a baby laugh or a toddler laugh? It shifts your whole energy. I fucking love it. And like Alex is in this stage. She's the 4-year-old where she has got the greatest laugh I've ever heard. Music to the ears. You can't help but laugh when you hear kids laugh. It is a beautiful sound. It's like the most contagious of all sounds. And when, you know, you've got two people that share a funny story or a silly situation, there's a bonding that's created. You guys will always have this joke. There's something special formed between the two of you that only they can relate with. 100 times, I mean, all the time I can look at my husband when we're around other people and I know what he's thinking and he knows what I'm thinking and it's funny. So that's what happens. Two people spend a lot of time together in laughter. A stronger relationship develops. Bring the laughter in. Literally, there have been studies on married couples and it shows that if they laugh together, they stay together a lot longer, if not for life. But think about a truly happy couple you know. And bitch, come on. Again, I'm going to tell you, no family is fucking perfect, okay? And every marriage takes work. Everybody has their issues. But I assure you, the happy couple that you're looking at, I guarantee they spend a lot of time laughing together. It doesn't happen by accident. It's created and fostered. When you embrace laughter, you're going to get through a lot more rough spots in life and come out happier and healthier. Life is fucking tough. Why not go for the joy? Because you can if you choose to. Find the joy in every situation and laugh. Spend time around positive people who love life and love to laugh. You'll be amazed at how you would feel on the inside out. I love you, bitches. Find some joy in the day. I want to empower you to take responsibility for where you are and to create a life you love, one step at a time. If you haven't already, make sure you get my Once Upon a Time Bitches book off of Amazon, or it's on Audible if you don't like to actually read. Go listen to the book, okay? I've got Fuck Luck Bitches on there too. These are both incredible tools in your arsenal of just living a life you love, literally. So I'm gonna leave you guys with this because it's fucking Friday and I'm excited to go crawl into bed. So make sure you tune in next Monday for Microdose Monday, and I don't know whatever else I want to fucking talk about. Or if you have some great ideas of what we could chat about, let's do it, okay? But let me ask you this: what did the policeman say to his belly button? You're under a vest. I hope I made you laugh today. I love you guys. Have a great fucking weekend. I'll see you next week.